Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. We're going to call this a bonus episode. We're doing this because, I'm doing this because, I had a really powerful conversation last night with our Strong Foundations members. We're just wrapping up week 5 with them before we kick off our second cohort on Monday the 12th. And it was such a necessary conversation about the ways we hold ourselves back because we get in our heads and we get caught up on our past struggles or our lack of follow through. And it is a major factor in why people don't break free from their struggles. And after the call, Morgan Bungers and I were texting. Morgan is the insanely talented and thorough coach that is part of Strong Foundations alongside me. And he and I were texting about how important the conversation was around dealing with disappointment, dealing with frustration, when you feel like you've not met the expectations that you had for yourself. So this morning I woke up and I got my kids to their grandparents' house, because my husband's hoping to finish up our floors today. Story for another day. And when I got back to the house, I just knew that I needed to hit record and talk to you guys about this. The way it initially started, this conversation, was I was sharing with folks in Strong Foundations that I know there are some people who had high expectations for themselves and haven't even started, or only did 20% of what they were sure they were going to do. Or people who maybe did half of it, but are feeling bummed about their progress or beating themselves up because they didn't make the time to do more or because they didn't ask for help. And so I said that I just need to say here, because I think that there are many of you who can hear my voice who are struggling with this. It is absolutely okay if you are in a position saying, oh my gosh, we're almost halfway through February and I haven't done any of the things that I said I would do in 2024. What the heck is wrong with me? It's okay to be there. What matters is what you do with those thoughts and feelings. So many people are getting distracted and needlessly discouraged because they are stewing in how they feel about what is behind them. How you feel about what you ate yesterday. How you feel about your workout inconsistency. How you feel about the fact that you didn't stick to your budget this week or this month. How you feel about the fact that you said you were going to start getting up at a certain time and you're still not doing it. And I don't want you to keep piling on shame and judgment. Instead, what I want you to do is say, I am where I am. There's no amount of sitting in my feelings about it that's going to change where I am. What do I need to do differently? Somebody commented last night, and it was such an important exchange. She said, I hope I can get it in gear. And I told her, and I want to say this to you because it's as true for you as it is for her. You have something much more powerful than hope. You have choice and you have resources. And I told her, message me. Message Morgan. Tell us where you're at. Tell us what you're going to do in the next 24 hours. And then let us follow up with you and see how it went and what you need. You have resources. You have something so much more powerful than hope. You have the ability to make a positive choice today, and you have resources. For a lot of you, your resources are within Strong Foundations and the community there, or reaching out to me or reaching out to Morgan. A lot of you guys are going to be starting Strong Foundations, the next cohort, on Monday the 12th. And so you have those resources. But even if you're not part of that, you still have resources. Resources of podcasts, resources of books, resources of people, resources of programs, resources of friends and family. You have choice and you have resources. Use them. I know how discouraging it can be to feel down about your inaction. But I want you to just shift your focus a little bit away from how you feel about what's behind you to what you're willing to do today, even if it's just a little bit. Don't talk yourself out of action because your starting point seems small. That is a critical error. And it's a critical error that a lot of people make. That's too small to make a difference. I have so far to go. And you focus on the totality instead of focusing on an incremental improvement. Look, if instead of saying that's not enough, that's not going to make a difference, I have so far to go. If instead you just seized the small thing you're willing to do differently today and you capitalized on that day after 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 day until you were ready to add a little bit more and then do that day after day after day after day, 2024 would look dramatically different for you. Now, there's a whole group of you who have thought about joining Strong Foundations or thought about joining the consistency course, and the reason you haven't is because you are projecting your past patterns onto your future potential. Here's what I mean. A lot of you are thinking, but I probably won't do the work. It's just going to be another thing where I plan to do it and then I don't do it and it collects figurative dust and I don't do the work. You are holding yourself back by declaring that the way things have been is the way they'll continue to be instead of saying, hey, Elizabeth, this is my pattern and I don't want it to be my pattern in the next 5 weeks of Strong Foundations. What do you suggest? How can you help? What can we do differently? Instead, you are putting yourself behind bars called your past patterns and saying like, well, this is the way it's always been, so I'm not going to try again because this is what I always do. You're basically just paving any future roads with the past ones. You did that. It's not that you're not capable of more. It's not you're not offering yourself the opportunity because you're so in your head about the way things have been. And it's a critical error. It's a fatal flaw. Every single one of us could make a case that we could be further along or we should be further along financially, in our home, in our health, in our fitness, in our business. Every single person can make that case. But how is that helpful? It's not. The difference between people who make progress and people who remain stuck is that the people who make progress aren't wasting their time and energy stewing over how things have been, and they're certainly not limiting their future options based on their past patterns. And I don't want that for you. You have choice and you have resources, but maybe you can't see that because you're so hyper-focused on your past patterns. The amazing thing about resources, and we all have them or can create them for ourselves through coaching, through programs, through books, through podcasts, you name it, is that we can say, this is where I'm at and I need help getting from this place. Successful people ask for help. I always encourage my clients, whether it's in the consistency course and in Strong Foundations, basically anytime I'm live with them, I say, ask the question, speak up, share the struggle. I know that people have a tendency to say, I should already know the answer. This is a stupid question. Or I'm not even going to ask because I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. And I differentiate. See, you're not asking, hey, what should I do? The thing that you need to speak up and get help with is, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. So can you help me get into action? Successful people ask for help, whether we're talking about the most successful athletes in the world or we're talking about the most successful business people in the world. They are not saying I can figure it out on my own or I should figure it out on my own. They're saying, let me leverage the resources around me to accelerate my own growth. And I want that for you. That's honestly the most powerful part of
participating in a program, assuming it's not just like a information program where there's not live access for help. And I think there's a lot of those out there where it's like, here, you get these modules, they're available, you can watch them. That is very different from a resource where there are people who are available for help. Leverage it. I said last night, it's not a bother. It's not annoying. It's not a problem when somebody asks for help. I celebrate that. Morgan and I talk about that all the time in Strong Foundations. Not only does it give us the opportunity to help, which is exactly what we want and why we do it, but also it gives us the opportunity to make the entire program better for everybody, because when we have one person, two people, three people asking the same type of question or talking about the same type of challenge, what we do is we modify the program to include that thing. You know, what came up a bunch of times in Strong Foundations was around protein and eating enough protein, getting enough protein, ideas for getting more protein. I feel full and I'm struggling to eat more protein. So we added resources to help people with that. We had a lot of people asking for modifications around squats or dealing with knee pain or dealing with low back pain or dealing with, you know, weak shoulders. And so we added dozens of resources around those things. When you ask questions, not only do you give yourself the opportunity to get better, you give us the opportunity to do better and the opportunity to make the program better for everybody. Don't limit your growth because you've told yourself a story that asking for help is an imposition or it's a problem or it's annoying. It's not at all. It's not at all. For me personally, it's why I do what I do. I could absolutely create programs that I'm not a part of. So it's just you take the information and you do with it what you will. The reason that I am such an active part of Strong Foundations and the consistency course is because not only do I want to help, I know that the more you ask for help and the more questions you have, the better I can make the program for everybody. And so the more results improve. You're gonna have times where you feel frustrated or disappointed because your results aren't there, because your execution isn't there. You have choice and you have resources. Ask for help. Don't say, oh, well, I don't need to ask for help because I know what to do. You're not asking what to do. That's not the help you need. Getting yourself to do it and do it consistently and overcome the excuses or the exceptions, the doubt, the delay, the fear, whatever it is, that's the thing that you're trying to tackle. Don't oversimplify it and overgeneralize it to the point where you stay on the sidelines and don't get the help that you need. You have choice and you have resources. What will prevent you from seeing that or seizing that is your emotions around how you feel about the past, how you feel about your patterns. But remember, you can't simultaneously focus on how you feel about what's behind you and what you're going to create in front of you. You just can't. You're taking your eyes off opportunity when you have your eyes on past patterns. Oh, I wish I could sit down with every single one of you and have this conversation personally, because this is one of those differentiating perspectives that will either set you free or keep you in struggle. And I do not want you to remain in struggle. Take advantage of the resources. If you have not registered for Strong Foundations because you're like, it's just going to be another thing that I sign up for and don't do, you're holding yourself back because of your projection of past patterns. Instead, say yes and then speak up. What tools and resources are there for getting consistent, for getting in action, for overcoming excuses? Speak up. Successful people ask for help, and I really hope for the opportunity to be part of creating results and creating new patterns with you over the weeks to come. If you want to grab your spot in Strong Foundations, now is the time. Primalpotential.com/strong foundation. I'll also link it up in the show description. If you've got questions about it, message me. I respond to my emails. I respond to my DMs. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. And I appreciate you listening to this bonus episode. We'll see you tomorrow.